The General Secretary of Jackson County, County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Jackson.
Joins us from Miller Shoes downtown. What's happening downtown, Steve?
Well, it's sunny and 70s, and it's going to be a beautiful day down here. So I highly recommend people come downtown and walk between the restaurants and the local businesses and enjoy a beautiful day in Jackson.
Do you like the idea of the social district permits?
I have experienced those in other communities, and when it's done correctly, it works very, very well. I brought the idea back 11 years ago on my first trip to San Antonio, because the Riverwalk down there is a social district,
mm-hmm.
and we've been talking about it in different forms, in different areas throughout the county, and I am very glad that the city has stepped up and actually seen the feasibility of it. And I'll tell you right now, weekends in downtown Jackson, it can be as difficult to find a parking place then as it is during the week, you know, during normal business hours. So it's, I think once we get those going, people will really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter lives over in Livonia. We've gone to Northville with her and Plymouth, where they have the social districts in downtown, and it's worked very, very well there through COVID all last summer. And I think that going forward, it'll be a real positive experience for Jackson.
Yeah, it seems positive. How doesn't it work when just some rowdies come in and try to wreck it?
Well, I think, yeah, that, or, and you know, the other thing that's an opportunity, I believe, for everyone involved is the positive aspect of law enforcement, their presence and the ability of them to community police and meet with people and talk and answer questions can do nothing but help us go forward with public safety in a much in a very positive light for Jackson. I think there's some innovation there. I know that I remember when we had the law officers walking the beat downtown, and it worked very, very well. It gave the community a chance to talk and discuss things with them and get used to them, find out that they're human beings just like you and I.
Sure.
And it can be a positive aspect for everybody involved.
Well, Steve, we had our first big event at the park and everything. Seemed to go okay.
Yeah, and it's worked very, very well elsewhere, and I think in Jackson it'll do as well also. You know, we've had different events down here that have always been successful, whether it be Summerfest or Art Fest or reaching all the way back, you know, to some of the different events. And I just think it's a real positive event.
So first big event for the Cascades, and that got a thumbs up, didn't it?
Yes, it did. We did well Memorial Weekend, fireworks and everything like that. But also, the park staff have done a stellar job applying for and now receiving grants for the completion of a lot of the different walkways and parks through Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the Falling Waters Trail and the Iron Bell Trail going north out of town have received enhancements, so we're looking at different things. We met with a group at the beginning of the month at the possibility of a art trail connector within the Falling Waters Trail system and the feasibility of that to have some art on display. So we're working with a lot of different things to make where the trail is successful, positive, and where we can do more, we're going to be reaching out, especially going north up through Blackman Township with the Blue Water Trail as well as the Iron Bell Trail.
So talk about roads a little bit, Steve, and what's the latest there?
Well, I want everyone to understand that on top of I-94 and that type of stuff, the county has worked with the state of Michigan to begin some bridge replacement that we're going to be doing in Jackson, but also we're going to be doing some safety work on all of our roads, putting the stripes down on the roadsides, so that way you'll have definition for roads and be able to stay within the boundaries at night when things are getting dark and that type of stuff. We have a safety application at Springport Road and Maynard Road in the northwest area of Jackson County. We're looking at a roundabout up there to help traffic control and that type of program. Mm-hmm. And we're looking again at, you're going to see a lot of cleanup of different tree cleanup signs and pavement markings and that type of stuff going on around the county this year. Stony Lake Road, Jefferson Road, West Michigan Avenue between Sandstone and Blackman, North Deering Road from Michigan to County Farm, Seymour Road, Sargent to Wooster, Race Road, Ann Arbor to Seymour. So there's going to be a lot of different safety projects going on. And then Jackson County took the opportunity to put over five bridges, seven of them total, for either rehabilitation or replacement. And we sent those in. We're hoping to get answers on that for next season, the 2022 season. So be aware that at different bridges and that type of stuff around Jackson, we're looking for getting some work done and getting our bridges rehabilitated. So, yeah, so it could be a very busy next 5 years for Jackson in the Elk County as our road department gets everything, gets its feet underneath itself and is able to move forward with the trained crews that we have in Jackson now and the highly experienced staff. You know, the gentlemen are very professional and ladies that work for us in the road department, and we have employees that are trained and are working well as a team. And it will be nice to have high quality roads again in Jackson County.
For people that don't get out to the highway, and there are some people that don't get out there, that's amazing what they're doing out there. It's really incredible.
Yeah, and you know, we're working to take care of all of the roads in Jackson County and make them quality. So yeah, going forward.
Jackson County Fair and Flower Festival. What's new there?
With the lifting of all of the mask mandates and moving forward, we're being very positive and looking forward to, you know, the music events. We've worked with the surrounding property owners. We're going to have areas in the past that you weren't able to park in. We've made arrangements to make lots protected, and we're going to be running shuttle services as well as walking from different parking lots that surround the fair. Grounds.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to park on the pavement at St. John's High School and Elementary School. We'll be able to park inside the fence in the yard at Airmaster Fan right there on North Street and Cooper. We've got a lot of different things that we're working on for parking enhancement, and we're also working with private landowners to make sure that they're rented during the show so we have a good group of people. Okay. So that pretty much wraps up everything, Greg. I've got to go here. Thank
okay.
goodness we're busy.
Take care, Steve. Thanks.
Thank you, Greg. You too.
County
Bye-bye.
Commission Chair Steve Shotwell. I think we lost him.